ventricular septal defect. It's the first Sunday of Lent, and we're talking about ventricular septal defect. It's a condition of the heart in which in the lower chambers, they don't function correctly, and so the blood tends to go from one side to the other, and the heart doesn't function very efficiently. In normal conversations, we call that, oh, she has a hole in her heart. She has a hole in her heart. And so if you look up what the symptoms for ventricle septal defect is, if it's an infant, they don't thrive very well. They don't grow very, very well. They also tire very easily. They're kind of breathless all the time, and the heart has to work a lot harder. Well, even though that's part of the small part of our population deals with that, this morning I want you to consider the fact that from a spiritual standpoint of view, we all have ventricle septal defect. We all have a hole in our heart. And we find that out because of the same kinds of symptoms. Our heart has to work harder. We have heartaches in our life, disappointments, hurts. We don't thrive in our spiritual lives very well. We don't know if we're better this year than last year, and we just don't really know where we are in our relationship with God. We tire easily, and when we tire easily, we get crabby and judgmental and negative and divisive. And in all of that, we don't function very well. Now, the reason I thought about that is because we have this great temptation of Jesus in the desert gospel, the first Sunday of Lent, every year. And there's a difference between us and Jesus because Jesus didn't have a ventricle septal defect. We do, but he didn't. How do I know that? Because you see, when we talk about temptation, temptation is all the things that we do in our life that we try to fill that hole on our own. But Jesus didn't have to do that. We heard in today's three temptations that he had, and the devil got nastier with each one, that he never tried to do it on himself. He always went to Scripture, as it is written, and he went to the Father. He never did it himself. He didn't have that temptation like you and I do to do it ourselves. But not us. But not us. We think we can do it ourselves. And so we've got that hole. I imagined it in myself to be kind of a donut-sized hole. And we try to stuff all kinds of stuff into it to kind of make it go away. And so it can be money or booze or being having a lot of accomplishments or being busy all the time or having spending a lot of time on acquiring more things or more land or more equipment. Sometimes it's our use of booze or sex, or maybe it's pornography or video games. It's any of the kinds of things that we use to try to fill this hole that we're always kind of restless. It can kind of be summed up in this. We're like hamsters in a cage. And we do it over and over and over and over again. And we're not very fulfilled. We sure don't thrive. But we're trying to do it on our own. Jesus didn't have that. Because he didn't have the hole, so he didn't have to try to fill it full of other things. But the Scriptures tell us that our hearts are restless, St. Augustine says, until they rest in thee. And so that's why we hear out of the chute on Ash Wednesday from the book of the prophet Joel, return to me with your whole heart. Your whole heart. Not your holy heart, but your whole heart. And that to me is the challenge for us. Because Lent is really a time for us to get honest, huh? A lot of the things that we have traditionally thought about or we do during the Lenten season really are crazy. They don't have anything to do with our relationship with God at all. We can go to church all the time. We can pray millions of rosaries. And if our heart's not in it, it isn't worth anything. They can all be external to us. And so the Lenten season, as we first look at the idea of temptation. It's our temptation, maybe our first biggest sin is to do it myself. We live in a Western culture that's kind of, we used to say it was the Marlboro man. Now I don't know if the women need to be Marlboro women or not, but we can do it ourselves. This rugged individualism. Nothing can be more blasphemous for a Christian than that. And so we don't try to do it ourselves. I sometimes wonder what we think about God. Because maybe sometimes we think that God is afraid of our mistakes, our failures. God isn't afraid of anything. The challenges we have, our sinfulness, our stupid things that we do, God grabs us by the hand. He doesn't shield us from it because he lets us make our own dumb mistakes. But he walks us through it with him. I think that if there's anything that makes God weak in the knees, it may be these two things. The first one is this. I think God fears closed hearts. God can't do anything with a closed heart. We render the Almighty God impotent when we don't open our hearts to him. And so there are days you think, oh my God, I can't do this. And God says to me, John, I thought you'd never ask me. The other thing that I think that makes God weak in the knees or certainly hurts our Lord is this. When we don't believe that no matter what we've done, no matter who we are, no matter what it is, that God always forgives us and is merciful. But we can't get that through our thick heads and our hardened hearts. No matter what it is, no matter what it is, God forgives us if we come to him and are sorry. So there's nothing that can get in the way. But a lot of times I hear people say things like, well, you know, I need to get my life back together and then I'll go back to church. Or I need to get some things straightened out. I need to work on some stuff and then I'm going to start praying. Well, that's craziness. Because first of all, God already knows what's going on in our hearts. He just wants us to tell him. And you don't have to get scrubbed up for God. In fact, there isn't anybody in the church today, including myself, that's scrubbed up enough for God. Takes us where we are. He never leaves us there, but he always takes us where we are. But our temptation is to do it ourselves. I got this under control. I got this. Don't worry about it. So to me, this great 40-day retreat that we have annually at Lent is a time for us to get honest with ourselves. And our theme this year, which should probably be our theme in our life all the time, is in Christ alone. In Christ alone. It's not our striving. It's not our working on things. I do spiritual direction for people and they say, well, Father, I really got to work on this. No, you don't. One of my favorite spiritual writers said, if there's any job for us as Christians, is to get the hell out of the way so that God can have his way with us. We are the problem. We are the problem. I got this. And God says, well, you don't, but I'll let you think that. And so that's why this Lenten season is a time now for us to take a look at your symptoms. Take a look at your symptoms. Is your heart having to work harder? Do you have aches and hurts in your heart that you just can't seem to get on the other side of? Maybe they're hurts, maybe they're resentments, maybe they're forgivenesses that you never got. Do you have some of those? Is your heart working overtime? Do you find yourself breathless? And what I mean by that is, you know, are we kind of waiting for the next shoe to drop? Oh my God, the church and the world and the country's going to hell in a handbasket and I don't know what's going on. Are we kind of living that way all the time? That kind of... Are we tiring easily? I know I am. And when we get tired, we judge and we condemn and we're nasty and we're unkind and we're divisive. Those are our symptoms. What's our prescription? In Christ alone. Obviously, if we could do it on our own, it would be done. But we can't. And so Lent's a time for us to get honest again and say, oh my God, I can't do this. I can't do this. I don't want to have a closed heart. I don't want to believe that God won't forgive me, that God can't help me, because God can. So I want you to, as we go into this first week of Lent, think about your ventricular septal defect, your hole in the heart. We all have them. And our temptation is to ignore them or to jam all kinds of other things that will never, ever, ever satisfy us. The only thing that will heal the wound, close the hole, and give us life is when we open ourselves to live in Christ alone.